It's 2NRS.
Oh, yeah.
Local news.
Good evening, this is Josh with your local news. Two women, one a bus passenger, hospitalised after a crash in Wollongong CBD. Firefighters rescued a trapped car driver in her 20s at the intersection of Denison and Crown Street. The driver suffered leg and abdominal injuries. New South Wales Ambulance assessed the bus driver and passengers, with a 39-year-old passenger taken to hospital for minor injuries. In Albion Park, a woman admitted for concealing her lover's arson attack on a heritage-listed home. Danielle Lawrence, 48, was caught on CCTV walking away from the scene with her partner. Police tapped Lawrence's phone, revealing the evidence of the crime. The fire caused nearly $700,000 in damages. Lawrence awaits sentencing while Power faces court on Wednesday. A coroner has criticised Shoalhaven City Council response to an earlier incident involving three dogs, leading to the death of a 9-year-old. The Staffordshire Bull Terrier mixes attacked on Collingwood Beach, injured four others, including Mrs. Howland's friend, daughter, and the dog owner. Deputy State Coroner failed the council for not inspecting the premises or taking action into an unprovoked attack. New South Wales Blues coach Michael Maguire dismisses feud rumours with Latrell Mitchell ahead of State of Origin opener. Mitchell returns to Blues centres after 2 years, replacing Joseph Suwali'i. Maguire praises Mitchell's recent form for Rabbitohs, emphasising his role on the try setup and scoring. Maguire's confident Mitchell will boost the team, citing positivity into the Rabbitohs. Manly Sea Eagles make history with a 30-14 win over Dragons at Brookvale Oval. Playing half the match with no bench players, Hamoli Olakau'atu's standout performance, controversial try. Lead Sea Eagles' early injury for four players didn't stop the momentum. Luke Brooks and Ben Trbojevic capitalised on Dragons' weak defence for victory. Tops of 14 degrees tonight in the Illawarra, whilst tomorrow will be sunny with tops of 16 degrees in the Illawarra, 15 degrees in Kiama and 15 in Jervis Bay. This is Josh for your local news on The Drive Show with Lindsay and Britt.
It's 2NRS.
Oh, yeah.